Good day and welcome to the Upper Room Apostolic Podcast. If this is your first time listening, you may consider hitting the follow button so that you will be updated every time a new episode comes out. The Upper Room Apostolic Podcast aims to deliver inspiring messages from God's Word. Episodes uploaded are originally written as article posts in www.upcmalabon.wordpress.com. May the Lord bless you with His Word today as you listen. The Song in the Cave. 1 Samuel 22:1. David therefore departed thence, and escaped to the cave Adullam, and when his brethren and all his father's house heard it, they went down thither to him. It was the lowest point in his life so far. After being the Israel's champion, the one who delivered them from the terror of Goliath the giant, after being the mightiest general of King Saul's army, even being the husband of the king's daughter Michal, now, David was like a rat who flees to a cave. Was this the price to pay for being God's anointed? Little did he know that Samuel pouring oil on his head that day would be the beginning of a sudden and abrupt change in his life. Oh, how peaceful it was just to be in the fields, taking care of the family's sheep. He used to be free from cares, spending days and nights, singing praises and hymns unto the Lord, while gazing the stars that fill up the sky. Lions and bears were nothing, David was not afraid of them, he even smites them when they threaten his flock. But now it wasn't a bear, neither it was a lion. No, it is someone stronger, and more influential, and more powerful, and more ferocious. It was the king of Israel, Saul himself, who wants him dead. He threw him spears, and even tried to have him killed by the Philistines, and now, it even became more aggressive, and no longer in secret. David is officially a fugitive. He tried to get help from the priests in Nob, but Saul would not spare even Ahimelech and the priests. The king killed them all, upon learning that they helped David. In his desperation, David went to Gath, in the land of the Philistines, the very enemies he once fought against. Because, where in the land of Israel is Saul not king? So he went to the foreign lands, seeking refuge from the hostile hands of the people of Goliath, whom he valiantly defeated. He hopes that maybe he would find here some peace, some quiet, some rest. But David is a man who cannot be easily forgotten. He was recognized by his enemies and they said, "Is not this David the king of the land?" Did they not sing one to another of him in dances, saying, "Saul hath slain his thousands, and David his 10,000s? Is not this David? Yes, I think he is. The champion of Israel." Yes, even the enemies recognized David as the true king of the land. And so they brought David to Achish the king of Gath. Maybe this is the time for revenge. This David hath caused many defeats for the Philistines, and now the man is here. Oh, how convenient this is. And David was sore afraid. Yes, that was what the verse said. Even the bravest warriors can be frightened. Even the most courageous leaders have something to fear. Even the greatest heroes have their down moments. So David did the unexpected. No, he did not fight them all to death. He did not valiantly cross swords with the king. At the front of the king Achish, 1 Samuel 21:13. And he changed his behavior before them, and feigned himself mad in their hands, and scrabbled on the doors of the gate, and let his spittle fall down upon his beard. David acted like a madman. He scrabbled on the gate just like a child would. And to top it all, making the act more convincing, he let his spittle, his saliva, to fall down from his mouth to his beard. Can you imagine how sudden things changed? At one moment he was praised by the people. He was the hero of Israel. Women sing how great he was in battle. At one moment he was the dignified general of Israel. He was the great David. And from that, to being ridiculed, being forced to humiliate and strip himself of his own dignity, to play and feign as crazy, just for survival. Just to escape death. And so Achish believed David's ploy. "This is not David," he said. "This is some crazy man, let him go. This cannot be him." David was dignified. David was a great warrior. Facial features may be the same, but he doesn't have his glamour. "Away with this man. This is not the deliverer of Israel." And so David was able to escape with his life, by a hair's breadth. And he fled to Adullam, and escaped to one of its caves. What was David's sin? Does he deserve all this? Maybe his only fault is, he is God's anointed. And that was not even a fault. But being God's anointed is to be crushed. As the present king was so inclined to please the people, at the expense of disobeying God. Now David needs to learn how to seek refuge from the Lord only. If David was to become a king different from Saul, he is to train how to humble himself, unlike Saul. How to be obedient, unlike Saul. How to be dependent and reliant to God, unlike Saul. He needs to know how to be despised, how to be misunderstood, how to be rejected, and still be submissive and obedient. So fled David. All these times, King Saul had been unfair to him. He did not do anything wrong to him to deserve these. He was not even planning to take the kingdom, no, not by his own hands. He was there serving and being loyal to him. But still, the king was jealous and wanted to kill David by his hands. And so he went to Adullam. The word Adullam literally means, the justice of the Lord. When men had been unfair, he went to the justice of the Lord. He found refuge in one of the caves there. Knowing that God sees and knows everything, David did not need to do anything. He did not need to retaliate and exact vengeance. He was simply resting in the justice of the Lord. Not even in his imagination did David think about lifting his hand against God's anointed. So David found refuge inside the cave, the cold and dark cave. He was in his lowest point in his life so far. Lying his back against the cold and wet rocks. In his discomfort and fear, he simply laid still and trusted his God. It was a cave, but he was more like in the valley of the shadow of death. But he knows the shepherd was with him. Inside the cold and dark cave, the psalmist was able to write a song. From the cold and dark cave, David sang a beautiful hymn. In the quiet and stillness of the night, the angels must have been closely listening, as this song was heard from the cave of Adullam. This was his song in the cave. Psalms chapter 34. A psalm of David, when he changed his behavior before Abimelech, who drove him away, and he departed. I will bless the Lord at all times, his praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord, the humble shall hear thereof, and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. While in that situation, David was able to compose and sing this beautiful song. Are you in a cave? A situation that is cold and full of discomfort? Feeling alone, abandoned and rejected? While in the cave, why don't you rest and find hope in the Lord? While you are inside that hole, that situation, why don't you try to sing a song? A song of hope and confidence in the Lord. Do we only bless the Lord at good times? Do we only bless him when we are in comfort? No, David sang while in the cave. I will bless the Lord at all times. It may be inside a cave, he may not be in the palace. He was somewhere cold, but still, blessed be the name of the Lord. His praise should always be in our mouth. Hebrews 13:15. By him therefore let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is, the fruit of our lips giving thanks to his name. So in good, even in bad times, we must praise him. Here was David, still fresh from his escape from Saul and Achish, in the moment of humiliation and threats, and he was singing a song of trust unto God. Hard situations in life must not take away our songs unto God. Actually, during these hard times, our songs become more pleasing unto him, because we worship God, despite the situation we are in. Singing in the cave is an expression of confidence unto the Lord, that no matter what he allows in our lives, there is a purpose laid and being worked out through the events that are going on. Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. And one of the purpose of trials in our lives is to make us matured in our faith. James 1:3, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. So God wants to mature us. Through the trying of our faith that produces patience, we will be matured and complete. And why do we need to be matured in our faith? Not only for our own walk with God, but also to help others in theirs. Just like what the Lord Jesus said to Peter. Luke 22:31, and the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not, and when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. The Lord sometimes allows some sifting in our lives, so that by faith in him we endure the trials, and after that, we may also strengthen others. We cannot minister to the broken and wounded without having scars ourselves. But our own testimonies and experiences with God becomes a powerful connection with others who are going through trials, and even becomes inspiration for them to endure as well. How can we say to someone who is in a hard situation, I know how it feels, but let us just trust the Lord, if we ourselves do not have our own share of these trials? So God sometimes allows these in our lives, for our maturity and to equip us in ministering to others. That is why when David went to Adullam, God also sent to him some people to lead. 1 Samuel 22:2. And every one that was in distress, and every one that was in debt, And every one that was discontented, gathered themselves unto him, and he became a captain over them, and there were with him about 400 men. So David became the leader of 400 men who were in distress, in debt, discontented, or as other translations said, bitter in soul, they gathered around David. Talking about a loser's club. But these losers, under the leadership of David, eventually became his mighty men. They became David's mighty men who became great in battle. From bitter, distressed, bankrupt, troubled people, they were turned to great mighty men. David, having experienced himself how to be in troubles, led these troubled men and encouraged them. Your God-given trials have purpose. That's why, by the grace of God, we must endure them and let us remain faithful to God, so eventually, our troubles would become others' triumph. Our endurance becomes others' encouragement. Our faithfulness will become others' inspiration. That's why even in your hard moments, just continue to be a testimony, and continue to trust in the Lord, not only for your sake, but also for the sake of others who would later benefit from your testimony. So maybe you are in the cave right now. Why don't you sing while you are at it? Why don't you express your trust in God, and let your voice be heard by everyone, and you will know that some of the joyous testimonies happen in the hardest of situations. And you will see that some of the sweetest songs ever made and sung were sang from caves. All quoted scriptures are from the King James Version.